The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
Hi, this is Shuri with the MBA. Check out MHDMBA.org to connect, engage, grow, succeed with the MBA.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
So did you know today is my holiday? National Short Person Day.
Hey!
It's my holiday!
How do you celebrate something like that? Like, what do we do?
Oh my gosh, what do we do? Do we, like, get a measuring stick and try to figure out, like, I'm shorter than you, haha, like, I win?
I feel like we should maybe draw a line on the wall, and you must be this tall to interview with Alicia.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.
Well, if you want to up your game, maybe you're getting started, you want to better your game, you want to grow in the nonprofit world here and do better so you can do other things and do more things for those you're helping out here.
Yes.
Our next guest knows a little bit about helping you up your game here.
She does. We have Leah Reed here, and she is with Do Good Better Consulting. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I know appreciate
it's
you being here.
Right? Like, yeah. Do good, better.
I love the name. If you really break it down, I really love it. Do good, better.
Right.
So is that, tell us about the name,
yes.
I guess.
Yes. So I obviously wasn't the one who came up with it, but it fits, you know, us helping nonprofits.
Yeah.
We do good for nonprofits so they can do good, better in the community. So
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Talk about... when it comes to doing good, better in the nonprofit world and fundraising and finding all the things to help meet the need, man, that's changing every single day. Challenges are popping up all over the place. How do you, as an agency, really kind of adjust to what those are and kind of give a heads up to these nonprofits going, hey, you might start seeing some challenges here. We want to give you the heads up and maybe here's something you can do to start getting prepared for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we stay in the community. What's a hot topic with nonprofits? What are their challenges that they're facing? Nobody goes to school for this stuff, right?
Right.
How do you fundraise? There's no college for fundraising.
Yeah.
So that's where we come into play. Mm-hmm. You know, Patrick has a lot of years of experience under his belt.
Yeah.
And I kind of sat in the background, but now tag team along beside him, so kind of being in his shadow, I've learned a lot, and we have, you know, what's happening in the community and what can we hit as hot topics so we can bring those to those nonprofits, kind of, you know, where to consult, where to go from here, and do good, better.
Absolutely. So Patrick, you brought up Patrick. Let's talk about who Patrick is.
Yeah, Patrick Kirby is the founder of Do Good Better. He was the founder 5 years ago, maybe a little over 5 years. I've been with him for just about 3 years now.
Okay, so you're partners in crime.
We are. We're the team duo, and we
just have, you two.
Yeah, just us two.
Oh, wow.
Just a team of two. Yep. So
wow,
which is crazy because you guys do a lot.
We do a lot.
Wow.
You've been there 3 years. What drew you to wanting to be a part of Do Good Better and kind of helping the community in the nonprofits here?
Such a great question, Travis. So I worked corporately since I was out of college.
Yeah.
And just wasn't filling my cup, right? Mm-hmm. So meeting Patrick through a mutual friend, Patrick needed somebody. I needed a career change.
Yeah.
Met with him a couple times and just jived with who I am as a person, helping people. You know, it just is a good mix.
Yeah. Yeah. His energy level.
Oh, man.
Pretty high. And that comes natural. I don't feel like that's fueled by iced coffee like myself.
I mean, it's not. But when the iced coffee's involved.
Oh, dear.
It's extra.
Right.
I don't know if I want more of his energy or more of my 8-year-old's energy.
Right.
Like, you know.
How did you prepare yourself for that kind of energy level? Because, I mean, when you go into work every day, you're like, here we go.
Well, and that's just it, too. Like, it's a lot, but it's also, you know, whatever mood you're in, it's like it brings you up.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just be around every day, too.
Oh, my gosh. I met Patrick through, obviously, the MBA, and I only met him, you know, a couple times, but... what a great guy. I mean, he's just, like you said, he's just really inspiring. He loves what he does. You can totally tell. It's his passion.
Yep.
I mean, even today, he called me this morning. He couldn't be here because he's off running again. Like, he's a maniac.
Yep.
He's running all over the place.
Right.
So, I know that you guys obviously do a lot of work here in Fargo-Moorhead, but how far of a reach do you have?
Yeah, well, P.S., like, who wants Patrick here anyways when it's International Women's Day?
High five.
Yeah.
Like, I can just leave if you want.
Please get out. Get out.
So, I was you know, grateful to fill in for him today and be the face of Do Good. But our reach is really a lot of Midwest, but we have clients that reach out New York, Florida. We're kind of all over the place. Wow. Yeah, there's no real limits. I would say the last year has gotten a lot bigger in our reach on who we are reaching. I mean, South Dakota, Bismarck, the true Midwest is, of course, a lot of our clients, a lot mm-hmm. of where we're bopping around to. But yep. yeah, our reach has gotten a lot further this last year.
Okay, and that's mostly, I'm guessing, because, you know, word of mouth probably, because right. you guys do so awesome, which... Speaking of your services.
Yes.
So what
yes.
is it kind of your bread and butter of what you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we're a consulting firm. We help small to medium sized nonprofits build fundraising capacity, board management, and event planning. So, you know, Patrick's day to day may look a little bit different than mine, where he's out keynoting and emceeing,
yes.
meeting day to day, week to week with clients, where I'm more chaos wrangling in the office, schedule managing, you know, occasionally take teaming, like I said, when I can.
Yeah. Okay. So you're just grabbing them and kind of roping them in.
Yep.
Keeping a schedule. Yep.
Everybody
organized.
Knows to CC Leah on the email if they really need to get that thing done or, you know, his attention to it.
So. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Somebody wants to start a nonprofit.
Yes.
And there's so many great ones here in the community, but they've actually found something that, you know what, we're not doing enough in this area.
Yeah.
I want to try and do something there.
Yes.
They can come to you yeah. and really kind of go, I don't know where to begin, but right. I want to make a difference.
Right.
What does that look like? A consultation with you yeah. on wanting to get started.
Yes, totally. So that's a great question that you do say or yeah. ask. Of course, they can reach
that's
out.
That's two great questions.
I haven't been told that once yeah. yet.
Maybe I should stick around
yeah,
anyway.
You know, we don't need you.
Okay, we want you here, maybe.
No, continue.
But yes, no, it's funny that you say that because there are so many, over 10,000 nonprofits in yeah. North Dakota alone.
Wow.
So
wow.
a lot of people don't think about that. So
yeah.
when we do, you know, of course we're going to help Crash Course.
Right.
We have partners in crime who we can subcontract with, reach out to. How to start? What are those steps to yeah. start a nonprofit? But our first thing that we would always say is, what are you interested in? Where's your heart at? What
right.
do you want?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a nonprofit that is already, you know, created, made, mm-hmm. and where you could partner with them. You
yeah.
could put
sure.
your time into that. So,
sure.
but yeah, of course, I mean, we would absolutely consult in any type of form where starting that nonprofit and what, you know, first five steps to consider
yeah.
in order to do so.
That's
yeah.
a really good point of like why reinvent the wheel if it's already
right.
it's already going.
Yes, exactly.
Another thing I think people talk about too is obviously Giving Hearts Day, a big
yes.
thing around our region
right.
here. And they might go, I don't feel like we did enough
yes.
this Giving Hearts Day.
Yep.
We could have done better. I would have really wished we could have fundraised more.
Yep.
Is that something where you kind of break it down and going, let's take a look at what you did this year. Let's kind of start preparing for next
yes,
year.
Yes, absolutely.
Is and that another good question?
It's an amazing question. You want
barf.
Oh, I love it. So, but the number one thing that we love to say is Giving Hearts Day
yeah.
is a day.
Right.
That doesn't mean that's
yes.
your only day to fundraise.
Right.
That's not your only day that you have to make a plan
yeah.
of what's your goal.
Right.
Yes, we love Giving Hearts Day.
Mm-hmm.
We love, you know, supporting our nonprofits who are a part of that. But again, being in a bigger reach,
yeah.
not just in North Dakota.
Sure.
You know, Minnesota has their own day and, you know, other states have their own days. So, yeah, we always say, you know, it's not just about that one day and how can we help that fundraising capacity?
Right.
There are 364 other
right.
days
exactly.
in the year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And every
absolutely.
Day is an opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, before you go to Do Good Better Consulting, you can always find out if Do Good Better is for you. Talk about some of the resources they can find
yes.
if they go to your social media and go, I want to
yeah.
see what you're more about.
Absolutely. Yeah. On Facebook. On Facebook, you can reach us at Do Good Better Consulting. And on there, we usually try to do at least once a month a free webinar you can
cool.
register with.
Very cool.
Yeah, where it's a Patrick's brain on fire. Where,
oh, dear.
And again, like you said, with certain topics that we're hearing about in
yeah.
the nonprofit industry, you know, board management, how to ask a question,
mm-hmm.
whatever we're hearing at that point, you know, we'll try and wrap a webinar around it.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of him giving all of his advice on, and then a Q&A
mm-hmm.
so that you can ask all your questions as well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's really fun. A really fun way as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we also have Do Good University. It's a membership platform.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, where nonprofits can join that. That is $50 a month.
Hey.
Okay.
Right, so we have courses within there, a community page where you can literally ask any question on demand if there's something sitting on your desk where you need it out right now.
Sure.
Yeah. We're on demand. And then we do weekly Ask Us Anythings in there as well. Every Tuesday where we jump on with our members
mm-hmm.
and as a group, you know, you can relate to other nonprofits, feel like you're not the only one maybe facing that problem, and get your questions answered at the same time.
These are amazing resources.
Yeah.
As far as the university, is that something where you are part of the university and then you graduate and you're done? Or is that like an ongoing thing forever?
Yeah. Great question.
One. I got a question. All right,
that was a pity great question.
Oh, I love it. No, we would love to see it an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we do such like mastermind groups where it is a start and finish type of graduation type thing. But no, the university, we want that to just be a constant resource for you. You know, we often say when you're a nonprofit and you go to Google and you're spending time on Google, next thing you know, it's 2 hours later and you're down a rabbit hole, still not finding your answer.
Right.
Yep. We've, you know, put it all into one place so that you're able to just kind of go in there, go into the courses, print off the template that you need, you know, talk to your board about what, you know, board governance looks like.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of resources in there. So, nope, we don't say graduation. We just want you to keep on going.
Right, right. Wow. You're just getting started.
We are just, yes,
you know,
nailed it.
When it comes to an upstart with a nonprofit, I think a lot of people want to know, what is the big mistake, the first obvious big mistake that a lot of them make that they wish they would have known better so they could have skipped that whole thing?
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, it's kind of a stumper. That's the way I wanted to put it, is that's kind of a stumper.
Yeah.
You know, I would say there's multiple things that could come up depending on what the nonprofit is, you know?
Yeah.
Is it health? Is it homelessness? Like, what are you trying, you know, what are you trying to do with that nonprofit? But I would say a huge challenge is maybe alignment.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Knowing who your audience is. So when you are telling your mission and getting that word out, you know, knowing who you align with. Yeah.
I like this. Yeah, absolutely.
Great answer.
Thank you.
Fantastic answer.
So as far as between fundraising, event management, and then board
management.
Management.
Yep. Event planning.
Okay.
And board management.
So of the three, do you notice that there's one that's a little bit more lacking than the others, or is it kind of across the board even?
I feel like those three pillars are our core pillars. But again, board management, I think, is across the board with our nonprofits that we hear struggle.
Okay.
I feel like just saying that, when I say that to a nonprofit, they're like, oh, thank God you're saying that, because I'm not the only one.
Sure.
You know, it's like we have, not only do you have all things to juggle as an executive director, but then you're trying to ensure your board is happy. You know, your board's engaging. You know, you're trying to be alongside them. But yes, oftentimes to have that liaison to bring those certain topics up to your board and not wanting the executive director to do so, you know, that's kind of nice to be able to have Patrick come in and say, hey, let's talk about these things we're not doing or we are doing, as just kind of, I would say that,
And that is one thing I'll say too about Patrick is when he came in and spoke with our Nonprofit Connect group, he really makes you feel comfortable in what is going on. Like, you know, everybody thinks, like you said, are we the only ones, or I can't believe we're doing this and this wrong, and you're constantly beating yourself up. But he is a really great way of kind of saying you're okay. Like,
100%.
It's gonna be okay. Yeah. We just gotta tweak these things. Like,
totally.
You're good. Yeah. Let's do it together.
Yes. Nonprofits think that they're alone in a lot of things, and that's again, Do Good University. It's so nice for everybody to come together and say, you know, this is a common ground, and I'm not the only one feeling this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of things that go into nonprofit, one thing is we always want to know, where can we look for resources?
Yes.
Does Do Good Better also have kind of I don't want to say a list of resources you can tap into, but might be able to steer some sort of direction on, for your particular nonprofit, here's a direction to go to start looking at some of those resources.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Visiting even just DoGoodBetterConsulting.com, there's going to be free resources on there for you.
Sure.
So I would take a look, click around. Absolutely. There's always something that we're putting freebies out, joining our mailing list. We're always shooting freebies out there too. So,
Cool.
And then you guys have an event coming up.
We do.
Ooh.
Yes.
Talk about that.
End of March, we are doing the administrative conference. So we often feel that admin staff, you know, at nonprofits, they're the backbone of the nonprofit sectors, you know, but they're often the unseen heroes.
Yeah.
So we haven't ever heard of administrative conference or a conference for the administrative team.
Sure.
You know, so we really wanted to make them feel like they have a day where they have the resources. We're bringing in 6 speakers. We're going to do a panel, you know, with Patrick and another partner of us, Sean Hale.
Okay.
They're going to be the panel hosts to a couple speakers. So, yeah, it should be a fun day. March 27th.
Okay.
At 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be a virtual event.
Cool.
So anybody's welcome.
Perfect.
Yeah, and tickets can be bought at event.gives/NPA conference.
Awesome. We'll definitely be posting that.
Absolutely. And you're going to want to take a look at the event on social media as well, because you have one heck of a speaker lineup.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be so
a lot of great names there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fantastic. Last question I want to ask you here. Let's say Alicia and I want to start a nonprofit here to Trav's iced coffee, you know, habit is getting a little out of control. We need to raise some money and iced coffee for Trav. Maybe a beer or wine over here for Alicia.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we need to do to start? What is one of the first steps we need to take to really just get the ball rolling for our nonprofit or any nonprofit?
Yes, I would say definitely do some research.
Yeah.
You know, what other nonprofits are in the area that you could partner up with. Mm-hmm. And if you're not seeing that because you want to know what, Trav, I don't think that there's a nonprofit for that.
Ooh.
Off the top of my mind.
Trendsetters.
Yes. So maybe reach out. Let us help you with those first few steps on getting that started.
Okay, perfect. And if we wanted to reach out, so the first step is just either email, get a hold of you and just say, help.
Yes, absolutely.
SOS.
Yes, the dogoodbetterconsulting.com page. Our contact information is there. Our phone numbers are there.
Yeah.
Listen, please reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
International Women's Day. Last question I want to ask you here. Obviously, you are a wonderful lady here doing wonderful things in our community with this Do Good Better. Who is somebody that inspired you as a woman that you're kind of going, I hope they're proud of what I'm doing here, because I got a little bit of this from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love it. I would love to first go to, I feel like the obvious answer is a mom.
Of course.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of my mom, right? My mom she's a snowbird, so she only lives here 5-6 months out of the year.
Sure.
So love my mom. But I mean, even like influences, sorry, not a girl, but I mean, I have 2 older brothers.
Yeah.
That's always in the back of my mind,
sure.
Right? Like, you guys have taught me what you've taught me.
Yeah.
I hope I'm doing you proud. You
cool.
Know?
For sure.
Very
for sure.
Cool.
Oh, you're doing us proud.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I appreciate that.
And I'm sure you're doing Patrick proud too.
Yes. We love the team.
All right. Make sure you check out Do Good Better Consulting on social media. Where are you on social media? The Facebook, the Instagrams?
Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
All the things. TikToking?
We do some TikToking.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like you should. With the energy of you and Patrick,
and
come on.
Fundraising Dad. That's his TikTok name. Yeah.
Yes, it
check
is.
Check it out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Love it. Hey, appreciate you.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for everything you're doing.
Of course. Yes.
New Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.